Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 5:22, and a new report reveals Facebook executives are aware of the negative impact of its Instagram platform on teenage girls. The social media giant did the research itself. The Wall Street Journal gained access to internal Facebook documents where teens say Instagram is responsible for increases in their depression and anxiety. KMOX virtual consumer editor Megan Lynch spoke with St. Louis media literacy expert and author Julie Smith about that report.
What I found most interesting and yet not shocking is that 32% of teen girls said that when they feel bad about themselves, Instagram makes them feel worse. And Instagram is a very photograph-centered platform. And of course, it's difficult to consume a lot of Instagram and think that your body is perfect, because so many bodies on there are. The teens now, according to the documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal, blame Instagram for their increased anxiety and depression, and they want to stop, but they can't. So they feel like it's almost an obsession that they need to be on there. And something that I think is worth noting when it comes to Instagram, and not just from body image, but from an idea of actual personal value. You know, when we were in school, we knew who the popular kids were, right? There was a hierarchy. And now that hierarchy is quantitative and it's public. So you ask any seventh grade girl how many Instagram followers she has, she'll tell you right off the top of her head. She'll also tell you the popular kids who she follows who don't follow her back. 40% of Instagram users are 22 and under, which, you know, is a pretty vulnerable group when you think about the formation of self-esteem and value. And what I find fascinating is that when Mark Zuckerberg was speaking in front of Congress in March 2021, he said that he thought Instagram actually provided positive mental health support. And I can't get my head around that at all.
Especially knowing that they had been researching this for several years and he would have had that data at that time.
Absolutely. Comments, likes, and shares on Facebook had been declining through 2017, and then they switched to Instagram knowing that teenagers were no longer on Facebook. So they went the Instagram route specifically to try to catch that audience that they were losing on Facebook. And I don't know what their motives were, but I think in a sense it's become a monster that they can't control.
Some of the comments in response to the report have been, well, we're working on ways to get more positive messages in front of these young people. But really, as consumers of this and with children who are consumers of this, why in the world are we trusting these platforms to put out those kind of messages at all?
Instagram and Facebook sending out positive messages is bad business for them. One of the articles covered in the Wall Street Journal talks about how Facebook assigns point values to certain posts. And if you post a really nice picture of your kids and you get a lot of positive comments and smileys and thumbs up, you don't get as many quote unquote points as if you post something that's provocative that gets the anger response or angrier comments. When that starts to happen, Facebook classifies that as a meaningful social interaction. And their definition of meaningful, meaning it's getting traffic. Then once a meaningful social interaction gets to a point that's high enough, it will show up in other people's news feeds. So the whole idea, you know, that internal memo, at least from Facebook, shows that misinformation, toxicity, violent content are inadvertently prevalent among the likes, the comments, and the reshares. So it does not behoove them to send us nice material. It's a better business model for them to keep us worked up.
What's the solution to this? Because social media platforms are not going away. And right. Regardless of whether we tell our kids to get off of them or not, they're going to find ways to be a part of those communities.
Well, especially if we present it as forbidden fruit, that makes it automatically more attractive. The advice I would give to parents is to be completely transparent with kids about why these platforms exist and how they make money. They are not in public service. They are designed in order to get our attention. What are some things they use to get our attention? How do they decide what reels or posts or ads to suggest to us? We don't want to say these platforms are bad because, like anything else, it depends on how they're used. And they do have their positive traits. I feel like the real answer are media literacy skills, where you're asking, who's the sender of the message? What's their motive or intent? What information is left out? Who's profiting? These platforms exist for a reason, and that's to make money. If we can help our kids understand the role they play in the economic structure of it all, maybe it'll change the relationship they have with the platform.
That is Julie Smith, author of Master the Media, How Teaching Media Literacy Can Save Our Plugged-In World.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.